Four students from different countries around the world were traveling on a train. One of them was studying really hard, so another one decided to ask him, "What are you studying about?"
"I'm just writing consequences of the First World War."
"Oh, I think we could help you. Just tell us, what exactly are you writing?"
"Well, after First World War, the situation in Germany was really bad. For example, in 1916, the famine started. In addition to that, Germany was forced to pay a huge contribution. Moreover, after the First World War, Germany didn't have any air forces or navy."
"Yeah, however, in my opinion, it was right thinking taking away your army."
"Yes, you have a point, but in 1923, Germany couldn't protect their territory from the Franco-Belgian army."
"You are totally right. However, Germany occupied and destroyed 10 of the most important provinces in France, so I think it was fair."
"Hey guys, calm down.
It's easy to say for you. After the First World War, your country didn't suffer a lot of the consequences. This situation in the USA came even better. Your economy even went up. Also, in USA, become one of the most wealthiest country in the world."
"It wasn't so bad for your country too. Great Britain got a new colonies from territories from around the world, from Germany and Turkey."
"Economy of Great Britain was increasing more slowly than the economy of the USA, and New York became the financial capital of the world. In addition, only in the end of 1920s, economy of my country went back where it was before war. Finally, the neutral position of USA during the war allowed to sell weapons to other countries."
"Well, because of spending a lot of money for weapons, France money lost their value. Maybe it was good for USA, but it was definitely good for France. Plus, France has a huge debt for other countries in this period. The debt of 30 billion francs. In addition to that, France lost in the war 1.4 million people."
"Germany lost 7.5 million people. It's around 10% of country working force. Also, France has the German Sarsky region, which is great source of coal."
"Well, yeah, because Germany occupied Lauses and Lotharingia. Thanks to those territories, your economy back went where it was."
"Well, at least you got economy back up. Our export fell down 20%. National capital fell by half. The only areas that was developing, which was working for military."
You're saying in that those two territories saved us, but for real, we had a major issue with our own."
"Guys, the same that we get is everybody country suffer. Let's not think about the past, but make sure that war never happens in the future."